And what did he say which made him like one of us? He knows good and evil. You see that?
Yes, I do.
So that must have been in the presence of good and bad angels at the same time that he was talking to. Otherwise, he's saying that he's evil. But he said knowing good and evil, or good from evil, for that matter. Meaning that in the presence of God then, which is way back at the beginning of creation, there was good and evil there. Before man started doing all of his devilishment on earth, that good and evil was those good and bad angels. Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 26, where you see this us come to manifestation. And God said, let us make man, how?
In our image.
So who is man made like? In the likeness of God and the
angels.
That's right. Go ahead. After?
Wait a minute.
After our likeness.
After our likeness.
That means he'll be like us. Does man do good?
Yes, he does.
Does he do evil?
Yes, he does.
So is this not a fact then, what God said?
Yes, it is.
Back in the beginning? Then what did he say? And let him have what? Dominions over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every cattle, and over all the earth. Right? And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, now he becomes a single. Chapter 1, verse 27. So God did what?
So God created man in his own image.
See how it jumped to a single now? So the good and evil there was the angels. Now the individuality is there. Now watch.